This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Blessings that are mentioned in the Quran and in the Sunnah when it comes to perfecting our akhlaq with other people. And of course, the Quran is full of admonishments to better our manners. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا. The servants of Ar-Rahman are those who walk with humility in this earth. And when people with no manners accost them or try to get into an argument with them, they say salama, they say peace unto them. So the first of these seven blessings is that good manners is of the comprehensive advice of the Quran and the Sunnah. We have more than a dozen ahadith of the Prophet ﷺ when somebody came to him for advice or when he offered advice that he included in that advice good manners. For example, a man came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, give me good advice. He said, don't get angry. This is a part of good manners. The man said, I want more. Don't get angry. I want more. Don't get angry. Just calm. Keep calm. Have good manners. In the famous hadith of Mu'adh ibn Jabal, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was giving advice to Mu'adh ibn Jabal. This is one of the last pieces of advice he gave to Mu'adh when he sent him off to Yemen. He said, "Ya Mu'adh, three points. Ittaqi Allah haythu ma kunt. Wherever you are, have taqwa of Allah. Wa atbi' al-hasanata as-sayyi'ata tamhuha. And follow up a good deed, an evil deed, sayyat al-hasana, follow up an evil deed with a good deed. It shall erase it. And number three, وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. Wherever you go, interact with people in a good manner. So this is of the comprehensive advice that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to mankind. This is the first of the seven blessings. The second of these blessings is that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that no person has been given anything better from Allah Azza wa Jal than good manners. The best blessing that Allah can give someone is not the blessing of wealth. It's not the blessing of izzah, of fame, of status. No. The best blessing, as our Prophet ﷺ said, no one has been given anything more blessed than husn al-khuluq. So this is the best blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give to someone. We should be greedy in front of Allah. We should be asking Allah to grant us good manners. This is the best blessing. In another hadith he said that I advise you to have good manners. فَوَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ I swear by the one in whose hands by the one in whose soul is in my hand. He said لَمْ يَتَزَيَّنِ الْخَلَائِقُ بِمِثْلِهَا. No one can beautify themselves with something better than good manners. So you want to be beautiful? It's not with good clothes. You want to be beautiful? It's not with something that is external. The best way to make yourself look good is through good manners. So number two, the best blessing and the best beautification is through good manners. Number three, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and this one is very powerful, إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَبْلَغُ مَنْزِلَةَ الصَّوَّامَ الْقَوَّامِ. The person can reach the level of the one who is constantly fasting and constantly praying tahajjud بِحُسْنِ خُلُقِهِ through his good akhlaq. Now, this is something that most of us, we fall short of. In that, we assume that the one who prays tahajjud and the one who is fasting is the most righteous in the eyes of Allah. And generally that is the rule. But in this hadith we learn, if the one who is fasting and praying tahajjud does not have good akhlaq, then the one that has good akhlaq will reach that level, maybe even higher than him. Without waking up at night, without fasting constantly, simply by being cheerful, simply by spreading peace, by making people love him, by being a good person in society, this person will reach the level of the one who is fasting every second, third day, the one who is praying every single night. And the wordings that our Prophet ﷺ used, sawam and qawam, which means the one who's constantly fasting, the one who's constantly praying, this person is good. But the one who has good akhlaq and does not do all of those nafil can reach his level, maybe even more, simply by good akhlaq. Religiosity is not just judged by your outer salah, by things that are external. Religiosity is also judged by how you treat other people. As our Prophet ﷺ said, "Ad-deenu al-mu'amala." This entire religion can be summarized in how you interact with other people. So this is point number what? Are you guys following? Point number three. Point number four, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminded us, and of course this is all, you know, interconnected, it makes complete sense, that you do not perfect your iman unless you perfect your akhlaq. Hadith is in Bukhari, أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا أَحَاسِنُهُمْ أَخْلَاقًا. I mean, it makes sense. أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا. The ones who have perfected their iman the most. There's a double emphasis. أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا. You want to have imanul kamil. You want to really be perfect. You cannot have perfect iman and be sour-faced. Be someone who is miserly and stingy. Be someone whom other people don't like to be around. No. أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا أَحَاسِنُهُمْ أَخْلَاقًا. The best of the people of iman are those who are the best in their akhlaq with other people. So, you want to have good iman in the eyes of Allah, it must be demonstrated in your social skills. It must be demonstrated in how you interact with other people. This is point number four. Point number five, dear Muslims. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is nothing that is heavier in the scales on judgment day than husn al-khuluq. There is nothing that will be heavier on the day of judgment in your scales of good deeds than having good akhlaq with other people. And we want our scales to be heavy. We want to make sure that our evil deeds are not going to be the ones that are going to be heavier. We want our good deeds to be heavier. We have to add extra things on the right side of the scale. And what will be the biggest and most important thing? The ones that have the good akhlaq, husn al-khuluq, they will have the weightiest things on judgment day. And of course, it also makes sense, because of this, they will enter Jannah as well. And they will enter Jannah the fastest as well. This is point number five, that husn al-khuluq has the heaviest thing on the scales in judgment day. Point number six, obviously as well, that when your scales are heavy, point number six is a follow-up for that, that you will be in the highest places of Jannah. And you will be in the greatest places of Jannah. In the hadith in Sahih Bukhari, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I guarantee someone a house in the highest levels of Jannah for the one who has good akhlaq. If you can guarantee good akhlaq, I guarantee that person will be the highest in Jannah. And a man asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is the thing that will cause people to enter Jannah the most? What's the thing that will really save people the most and cause them to enter Jannah? He said two things. Taqwallahi wa husn al-khuluq. You want to enter Jannah? The easiest way to enter Jannah, the way that the doors are the widest, we can all try to get there, is taqwa of Allah and husn al-khuluq. Obviously together, have taqwa of Allah, be conscious of Allah, and then treat people nicely. If you can do these two things, alhamdulillah, this is the biggest door to Jannah. This is the vastest door to Jannah. And it is the door that most of mankind that enter Jannah will enter from. What is the cause of most people entering Jannah? This was the question. What is the thing that will cause the most people to enter Jannah? And our Prophet ﷺ said, taqwa of Allah and husn al-khuluq. They have to be combined, obviously, but when they are combined, alhamdulillah, the doors of Jannah are open for you. And the seventh point, we all desire to be with our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We haven't seen him in this dunya. Allah did not choose us to be of that batch. We don't want to be deprived in the next life. He told us how to get there. He told us how to get there. Hadith once again is in Bukhari. Our Prophet ﷺ said, أَقْرَبُكُم مِّنِّي مَنْزِلَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The closest to you in your stations of towards me on the day of judgment will be those who have أَحْسَنُكُمْ أَخْلَاقًا. The best akhlaq. The ones who will be closest to the Prophet ﷺ. And they will therefore drink from the hawd. And their shafa'ah is guaranteed. And they will be with him in Jannah. Because the stations begin on the Day of Judgment. As you are on Judgment Day, you will continue in the Akhirah as well. That's the whole point of Judgment Day. So the ones that will be closest to me on the Day of Judgment are those that have the best akhlaq. And subhanAllah, once again, the akhlaq outweigh the nafil ibadat. The akhlaq outweigh, as we said in point number 3, that akhlaq are more important than nafil ibadat. And this is a common misconception that we have. This hadith once again emphasizes it. You want to be the closest to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you need to have the best akhlaq. And then, in this hadith, he actually explained a little bit about good akhlaq. He said, "Al-mawtu'una aknafan." This is a very interesting phrase. Those who allow their backs and their shoulders to be walked over. Al-mawtu'una aknafan. And what does this mean? It means you don't get angry. You are humble. When somebody does something of a crude nature, makes a crass remark, gives you a sarcastic jibe, whatever, alhamdulillah, no big deal. The ones whose humility is so much that when others try to provoke them, when others irritate them, they don't become irritated. This is exactly what the Quran says. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When the jahil person wants to provoke them, wants to prod you, the mu'min says, salam. I'm not going to get involved with this. So the Prophet ﷺ said, you want to be close to me? It's the same hadith, by the way. You want to be closest to me? Have the best akhlaq. Have the shoulders that other people walk over, right? Have the backs that other people walk over. Don't worry about your ego. Erase your ego. Be humble. Don't fight other people with your mouth, with your words. And let those do whatever they want. You will be the closest to me. Then he said, الَّذِينَ يَأْلَفُونَ وَيُؤْلَفُونَ وَلَا خَيْرَ فِي مَنْ لَا يَأْلَفُ وَلَا يُؤْلَفُ. Who are these people? Once again, all of this is the same hadith. Who are these people? The ones, listen to this. Wallahi, beautiful hadith. The ones who are friendly with others and allow others to be friendly with them. يَأْلَفُونَ وَيُؤْلَفُونَ. They're friendly. Wherever they go, cheerful face. Give a good word here. Give a helping thing there. Encouragement there. Spend of their wealth and their money. Generous of spirit. They're friendly with others. And they allow others to be friendly with them. When somebody comes, stranger, says salam. They don't say, I don't know you. Who are you? You want something from me? No. يَأْلَفُونَ وَيُؤْلَفُونَ. And our Prophet ﷺ then said, وَلَا خَيْرَ فِي مَنْ لَا يَأْلَفُ وَلَا يُؤْلَفُ. There is no good in the one who is not friendly with others and the one who doesn't allow people to be friendly with him. These 7 blessings, and there are more, but these 7 blessings really underscore the importance of interaction, the importance of meeting people, being good with them, and realize that scholars have tried to define what is good akhlaq. You don't need a scholarly definition of good akhlaq. You don't need it. Perhaps one of the simplest definitions is, you do unto others what you would like to be done unto you. But in fact, it is more than that. It's common sense. It's that wherever you go, as this hadith mentions, whatever you do, you bring about a positive attitude. You are friendly with people. People know you to be a person of good akhlaq. And good akhlaq does not need to be taught. It is something that you know from your fitrah. You know how to be good. Also, dear brothers and sisters, the question arises, how does one obtain good akhlaq? There are 2 things we need to mention here. And then inshallah, we are done for today. 2 things we need to mention here. A lot of people say, it's not my fault, I'm quick-tempered. A lot of people say, it's not my fault, I have this thing. From my childhood, I've had this issue. The response to this, every one of us, without exception, we have an element of akhlaq that we are born with, and we have an element that we can work on. Every one of us. Okay. The best example to give you is that of your voice. Some people are born with beautiful voices. And some people, they don't have that good voice. But you know what? If they strive and they attempt, then their voice will become better. They might not become the best, you know, qari in the world, or if they're going into the other route, the best singer in the world. But simply to try and to exercise your voice, won't it be better, right? Some people are born physically strong. Others, they have to go to the gym. If they go to the gym, what's going to happen? Will they not get stronger? Will they not develop muscles? Similarly with akhlaq. Allah has given every one of us certain akhlaq we're born with. Some people are more patient than others. Some people are more generous than others. That's the way Allah created. Alhamdulillah. But the one who has one characteristic will not have another. The one who is blessed in one field will not be blessed in another. So they have to work on that manner. They have to physically and intellectually and spiritually concentrate. What am I weak in? And how then do they do that? When they realize, for example, let us say a person realizes, you know, I lack patience. I'm not as patient as my other brothers. What is to be done? Number of things. First and foremost, study the blessings of patience. Simply read the Quran and Sunnah about sabr. Understand what is the reward of the sabirin. This will give you motivation. So knowledge, whatever weakness it is, knowledge is one of the ways to strengthen that. Number two, your own personal muhasabah. You have to literally, like, go to the gym intellectually, go to the gym spiritually, understand what is going on, why am I not patient? So after you study the blessings, then you begin the routine. And the routine, you need to, for every khuluq is going to be different, you need to put yourself into action mode. And then number three, perhaps most important, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you don't make dua, you're not going to get it. And therefore, and we conclude with this, of the prophetic du'as, of the du'as we should all be saying regularly, Allahumma ahdini li ahsani al-akhlaqi la yahdi li ahsaniha illa ant. Wasrif anni sayyi'aha la yasrifu anni sayyi'aha illa ant. This is a prophetic du'a. You have to make dua to Allah that you want good akhlaq. Because if Allah is not going to give it to you, you're not going to get it. If you don't make dua to Allah, you don't really want it. Anything you want, your hand should be up and asking Allah, why do you not want to have good akhlaq? We should make regular dua to Allah. Oh Allah, guide me to the best of manners. Ahdini li ahsan al-akhlaq. None can guide other than you. And turn away from me evil manners, none can turn away other than you. Dear brothers and sisters, our religion is really about the worship of Allah and treating others nicely. All of the religion is summarized in these two things. Taqwallahi wa husnul khuluq. The fact of the matter, most of us, especially, let me be brutally honest, the masjid goers, alhamdulillah, all of us here, we really emphasize the first part. And a lot of us neglect the other. And a lot of people who don't come to the masjid, don't pray regularly, they emphasize the second part and maybe not the first part that much. Then when they meet people like us, they're turned off. Man, these people are bad mannered. These people, they pray all the time, but look at how they treat other people. And subhanAllah, both of them have an element of truth. Our religion combines both of these. And especially us, Salat al-Fajr, let me be very brutally honest. Those of us who are praying Fajr regularly in the masjid, we had better embody the best akhlaq. Or else, we are not understanding what iman is. Those of us that are coming to Salat al-Fajr, if we want to have Akmalul Iman, Ahsanul Iman, we want to be closest to Allah, we had better have the best akhlaq when it comes to interacting with other people. The most humble, the most smiling, the most kind, the most egoless. Get rid of your ego. Let people say what they want. Let them trample over you. That's what the hadith says. Al-Mawtu'una Aknafan. People are trampling over them. No big deal. Allah will reward me in this world. Let us be together. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the best akhlaq and to take us away from all evil akhlaq. And inshaAllah ta'ala, we will have our breakfast as well inshaAllah today. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما